Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held up standing.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great SRB. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend, John Swanziger. He's the CEO of Manta. Manta.com. I hope you'll check them out, folks, and let them help you. They will help you in many ways. So go to Manta.com and see what they can help you with, M-A-N-T-A.com. John's doing a great job there, getting some great research out. Two recent surveys on minimum wage. John, I want to congratulate you not only on doing it, but on wanted to make sure that there's a lot of clarity in the research, and so you went back and approached it from a different angle, and so I want you to know that that spoke volumes to me about your interest in getting the real stuff out there, and so I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
So I polled my own audience about this, and I was very specific. I said, raising the minimum wage to $15 is in the news. As a business owner, what do you think? In the four options, I agree that minimum wage should be raised to $15. 3% said, raise it to $15. That much of an increase would devastate small businesses. 25% said that. A $15 minimum wage would cause higher unemployment for the unskilled. 39%, that was the big group, said that. And then 33% said there shouldn't even be a minimum wage. Those were their four options. So I think when you get specific about it, most small business owners, and especially if you think about if they realize that if you go to the next implication level, which is that how is this going to affect my upper pay people? And John, you know how the unions have this squared away, because in their contracts, the minimum wage is their baseline. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
So if a company has a union with a contract where the minimum wage is a baseline and the minimum wage goes up, that means their entire payroll goes up. Mm-hmm. And without one penny of production, more production. And so that's the reason why I'm not a proponent of minimum wage. But, John, there's one other thing I want to get your thoughts on. When I was a pup, when minimum wage was increased, people had to pay it. Today they have technology options, don't they? Even small business.
They do. They have, a lot of technology options. I mean, think of if you walk into a retail shop even now. They probably have an iPad-looking register. Maybe it's a square reader. The technology available to go from that, someone buying a product, to pushing out an invoice, which, a human used to have to do, mailing it and all this sort of stuff. Payroll, everything flows through these technology, usually cloud-based systems that used to be for huge businesses, and they were, cost prohibitive for a small business owner to have. Not the case anymore. And I think you saw it, last year, rolling into this year with even the PIN readers. That would have been right. A monumental task to roll out that a lot of humans would have had to take care of. But now technology is taken care of. So it really is changing the nature of the business and how many people are required to run some of these businesses.
Well, and just like in my business, I have a small business that's a multimedia publishing company. And the truth is, 25 years ago, if I'd had 100 people, I couldn't do some of the things we're doing today with technology. But we're using technology today in a way that does prevent me from having to hire four or five extra people. The technology is helping me with that. And if the government raised everybody's pay to $100,000, something silly like that, I might not go out of business. I might just buy more technology.
That's right, and I think you're seeing that. I think the combination of that and the ability to use 1099 or contract workers,
yep,
as opposed to full-time employees, both of those are impacting the level of human resources that are needed for a lot of the small business community. So you're spot on.
And what does that do then for the people that they're trying to help when they raise minimum wage?
For some of them, it takes them out of the job. No question. So.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate. Young people are the people who are mostly impacted by minimum wage, and we're hurting. I think we're hurting those people when we do this. Hey, John, good job, well done up there at Manta. Will you come back again with some more good stuff?
Definitely. Thank you again for having me, Jim. It's been great.
Manta.com, ladies and gentlemen. Use that site. Go there and check them out and see what they've got to help you with. I promise you'll thank me later. Manta.com. John Swanzinger, we'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.